give Will Smith the boot, but he refused?
And Oscar host Wanda Sykes is speaking out on what happened and how Chris Rock apologized.
Also, honey, we chatted with Randy Jackson about the second season of Name That Tune. Sherry is out, but first, Headcrack, I hear baby daddies are clapping back.
Well, Gary the Tiger and Rob Kardashian are both clapping back at their mutual ex, Blac Chyna, after she tweeted that she receives no support from the fathers of her children.
Now, no support.
She wrote yesterday, I had to give up 3 of my cars. My reasons, morals, beliefs, being a single mother, no support. I'm a mama. Well, the fellas clapped back, and Tiger replied first in a Shade Room comment by saying, I pay $40K a year for my son, school, and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support, LOL? Yo, and then Rob came through, and he don't come out of hibernation much, right? He said, I pay $37K a year for my daughter's school, handle every single medical expense. I pay for all her extracurricular activities, and I have my daughter from Tuesday to Saturday. Why would I pay child support, LOL?
Yo, the baby daddies are teaming up like Voltron. Wow.
That's bad dadditude right there.
They lying.
Man,
they're lying. Gary, well, why would Rob pay $3,000 less than Tigger? That's a lie.
It could just be school. It could just be what school the kid goes to. That's not really that different.
Right, it's like $3,000.
He might get the Kardashian discount at some of these activities.
Okay. Is that what it is?
Right, yeah.
I mean, and at the end of the day, like, yo, you have your kids like 2.5 days out of the week, Chyna. You're a babysitter.
Also, like, you lose a lot of sympathy when you're talking about you had to give up 3 of your cars.
3 cars.
Right.
Some people like, you still have plural cars after that.
Some people have no cars.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Right.
Somebody call a wambulance.
Okay.
Call it a wambulance.
Well, y'all, the dish about Will Smith slap just keep on coming out. So the Academy is speaking out, and it seems that shortly after Will and Chris's confrontation, the Academy did ask Will to leave the premises, but he allegedly refused.
Yikes.
They probably sent some scared little PA to go like, hey, can you tell Mr. Will Smith he has to leave?
What? Chewy, that could very well be true. But if you're wondering, when will Chris give his side of things, he did sort of speak about it during his sold-out comedy show in Boston. He said that he is still processing what happened, and that at some point he will talk about it. What y'all think about all of this? Like, should Will have left the building?
Yes, he should have left.
Yeah.
He should have gracefully got up and leave the building. But you know what I'm thinking about now is, I think we need to think about what Will Smith was going through. He may have been going through something real bad, honey. And I mean, and it's just, he's probably going through some mental issues. I mean, he has a wife that's very demanding. It looked like she's mean. And look like when she gave him that, look like your mama did. You better get your ass up and do something.
And everybody has triggers, you know.
Yeah. I think he should have probably left the ceremony and the Williams sisters should have accepted his award
his
behalf.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a beautiful gesture and what they should have done.
I mean, what if the ultimate olive branch would be if like Will and Chris Rock could do something together? Even if they hosted the Oscars together next year.
I think it's either doing a red table talk together. I think it's either doing a boxing match together. Mm-mm. Maybe a versus together. I don't know. It's something.
He's not going to do a red table talk because that's Jada's show. Like, I don't think Chris is going to do anything that's going to benefit them more so than it benefits him.
I really think Will Smith needs to take a real step back and do some, like, work on himself. But, like, what is the olive branch here? Is it, like, a roast of Will Smith and the only person roasting him is Chris Rock for an hour? I don't know.
That'd be kind of awesome.
You know?
That'd be kind of great. If it was done for charity, then, we could do that. Yeah.
What if Chris slapped him at the Grammys?
Oh, wow.
moving on. The Oscars fiasco doesn't end there. Obviously, man, Wanda Sykes, she did such an amazing
job.
Yes,
really.
She did.
And
yes,
she revealed that Chris Rock actually apologized to her after being hit on stage by Will Smith. She stopped by the Ellen Show and shared how the incident unfolded from her point of view as the Oscars host and what Chris said to her after it all happened. Check this out.
And as soon as I walked up to him, the first thing he said was, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, why are you apologizing? He's like, it was supposed to be your night. It was supposed to, you and Amy and Regina, y'all were doing such a great job. I'm so sorry. This is now going to be about this, because that's who Chris is.
Chris is a sweet guy.
Wow. Again, it just goes to show the class act that Chris Rock is.
He's a classy dude.
But she also felt, Wanda also felt, it seems to me, a certain kind of way, and kind of expected Will to apologize. What do you guys think?
I think he should have. It's the right thing to do. Like, you really disrupted a ceremony that was about a bunch of other people, and no one's talking really about the other people. Mm-hmm.
It's all yeah, about
you
me.
And you made it completely about yourself. He apologized to everybody in his statement, but Chris.
Yeah, so. But I want to say this to y'all.
All right.
If any of my jokes left you guys traumatized, y'all, I apologize right now. Because I don't want to get canceled from Dish Nation, so.
He don't mean
it. It's been at least five occasions, Gary, so yeah, I deserve five apologies.
I just truly thought that's how you felt. I didn't even look at him as jokes.
Yeah.
All right, check this out, y'all. Former Kanye muse Julia Fox is letting us know that she's a triple threat, y'all. Yeah, triple threat.
Yeah,
the mother
yeah,
and actress
whatever.
Is adding author to her resume. Author. She's
really?
A writer now, baby.
Author.
And she was pretty confident talking about her upcoming book to Variety. Check this out.
But it's so far a masterpiece, if I do say so myself. So I hope that...
Is it fiction? Is it a memoir? What is
no, it's... You know, it was going... It was like a memoir at first, but now it's just like my first book.
Wow. Is it... it's my book.
Masterpiece.
Would you call any of your work a masterpiece, y'all?
It's just my first book.
Yeah. I would definitely call my work a masterpiece. Because
absolutely.
If I don't believe in it, who else will? So I got to pump it up.
Well,
so
that's
yes,
true.
I would. But I don't think it's going to be a masterpiece. No one cares. Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to say this right now. I'm not sure that Julia Fox has started working on this book yet.
I don't think so either.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, no. I don't know how many pages or chapters were in yet. When Mark Malkin is like, oh, tell me about this book. And she's like, it's a masterpiece.
I don't know what it's going
to be. I can't take her seriously with that accent and with the demon hand around her neck. I can't take her serious, y'all. I can't. I'm sorry, Julia. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was just too thirst trappy for me. Everything was just like latching on, and she was just too much at one time.
I also really hope that she continues to escalate this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I really
yeah.
hope every time we see Julia Fox, mm-hmm. she's in bigger makeup, mm-hmm. bigger outfits, and
that's
she
right.
has, like, a series of memoirs
yes.
or a clothing line that's dropping this fall. Like, I hope she just runs with it.
Well, how many minutes do you think she have? Look, because Andy Warhol said everybody had 15 minutes of fame. So how many have she used already, do you think?
I don't know. All of them.
Kanye. She used them all with Kanye.
Hi,
well. Switching gears, we want to send well wishes to Bruce Willis, the superstar stepping away from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia. Now, aphasia is a condition that affects a person's ability to communicate and is often caused by brain damage. Now, Bruce's ex-wife Demi Moore and his current wife Emma came together with all their kids to share the update on Bruce. And after hearing the news, the director Kevin Smith apologized for petty comments he made years ago when he said Bruce was difficult to work with.
Well wishes to him. We
I'm
love him.
For
and
him
his
and
acting.
Praying for his family.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Especially
sending
when
love and light, y'all.
When you think about how many iconic movies that
yes.
they had in the past.
Die Hard. The
trilogy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Sixth Sense, you know?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, The Sixth Sense. You know, Headcrack, sometimes I think about it like today is the day, or yesterday, you know, is the day that we found out that he was diagnosed with aphasia.
Right.
He probably and his family have known about this for years.
They have.
And so sometimes I think about that. It's like Bruce Willis has done a lot of movies in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody tells you, if somebody were to say, Headcrack, we don't think, you know, God forbid, we don't think you're going to be able to rap anymore, or Brad, the day is coming when you can't do that anymore, you're probably going to take that time to do as much as you can.
Yeah, you're going to push through as hard as you can. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so
we'll be shooting 5 episodes of Dish Nation a day.
Oh my God.
All right, man. So we want to send love and light to Bruce and his whole family during this difficult time, all right? Stay tuned. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for a smash. And it looks like our girl Tiffany Haddish might be riding the wave of another rapper.
Riding the wave.
She was spotted out with Stallionaire's rapper Pooch at Craig's in Hollywood for a low-key date night. Now, if you don't know who this guy is, Pooch is one of the rappers that was signed to Chance from VH1's I Love New York and Real Chance of Love. Now, do y'all think this was a date or just two friends chilling? Because this dude don't strike me as somebody Tiffany Haddish would holler at.
Why is that?
He's smooth. Pooch is smooth, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know. He got some moves, probably.
I mean, he might be
know.
Smooth, but she's seasoned. Yeah. I just don't see this.
But the part that hurts me, though, Brett, I mean, she goes from an Oscar winner, like your homeboy Common, honey, to this. And I mean, why do women love these damn rappers? Because all they do, honey, you can't trust them. So
they got finesse. Wow. They got style. And like Tiffany Haddish sounds like she likes fun people.
Well, she should have did fun from the start. Then don't give somebody that's soft like calm and honey that's nurturing and loving. She should have got her
somebody from the south side of Chicago.
But I think she should give somebody like Chris Rock. That's a good comedian like she is. Mm. And right now he's single, she's single, and they need each other right now. She could make him laugh.
I feel like Tiffany needs somebody with some swag.
Get with Will Smith. He slap you around, honey, and get her right. Oh, is that too soon?
Moving on. Wheel of Fortune is making the news again, y'all, but this time fans are mad at the show and not the contestants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a contestant was so close to winning an $8,400 trip to Puerto Rico, but a small technicality made him lose out on the island vacation. Ooh. Listen to how it went down. The contestant attempted to solve the puzzle, frozen concoction, but threw in an A right in the beginning of his answer, which is considered a technical error on Wheel of Fortune. Bruh. Take a look at how it went down, y'all.
Oh, I'm going to solve.
Yeah.
A frozen concoction. Frozen concoction.
No, you know what? We can't accept that, Carol. It's your turn.
Frozen concoction.
Yeah, that's it. Chris knows what he did, which is why he went back. He threw in that article. He threw in the A in front of it, and we can't accept that. Just the way that we're just one of the rules, and we got to go by him. And Carol ends up getting the trip to Puerto Rico.
Crazy.
Yeah. Give me that trip to Puerto Rico.
Like, so I'm going, if I was guessing it, I couldn't say it's frozen concoction because they would put it's with frozen concoction?
I guess.
Like, no, come on,
Brad,
man.
You got to pay for them vowels.
Man, let me get
it. Yeah, right.
Let me buy
HK.
How about that?
Yeah. I was going to say, if that's me, I'd like to buy a consonant and a vowel.
My man looked like he wanted to snap. He had to take a second, clear his throat, and swallow. Have y'all ever been so close to winning and somebody else swooped in and scooped it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that happened a couple times on the football field. Field, but nothing like in real life. Yeah. Nothing like
that. Every time we play a game on Dish Nation,
we lose.
Every time, I win. I win and you guys lose.
True wins all the games. Don't know what's going on down there in Atlanta.
You a sore loser, too, Chewy. You a sore loser.
Weed's not legal in Atlanta. That's why.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're a lot more relaxed out here in LA.
We're a little warmed up out here.
Yeah, we got some.
Weed.
Tons of baristas. Brad. Tons of them.
Baristas. All right, it's deal time. And Morning Save spokesperson Roslyn Daniels is here. What you got for us today, Ros?
Okay, you guys. So today we have the Shadow Sport 7/8 high-waisted two-pocking leggings. And I love that these leggings have a slim fit and they have a high rise with two pockets and just the right amount of polyester and spandex to provide a breathable, comfortable fit.
Ooh, girl, honey, my good Julius baby will love these leggings, honey. Now, everyone scan the QR code below and get into the look now, honey. I can wear these to church.
Yes, Gary. And they come in sizes small to extra large. And I like wearing them to the gym or running errands or even lounging around the house.
And they come in tons of colors like black, navy, teal, gray, lilac, and ice blue. Dope. Now, how much are they?
Well, these leggings can run for as high as $68, but for our Dish Nation viewers, you can now get a pair for only $19. Just run to morningsave.com and let them know that Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, Raza, thank you for putting us on to some great deals, and everybody stay right here because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and look who we have hanging out with us. It's Randy Jackson.
What's going down?
What up, man?
We love y'all, man. I love this show.
Yo, welcome to Dish. It's the second season of Name That Tune. What can fans expect to see this time around? And what might actually shock them?
Well, listen, you got a bunch of celebrities playing for their favorite charities. You got the first show is JoJo and Kelly Osbourne. Mm. The second show is Victor Cruz, Vernon Davis. I mean, these celebrities are playing, but you're going to be shocked to see how many still can't name that tune correctly. And I see people all the time on there, yo, like, mouthing all the words, but they still can't get the name. You know, every word, but the title was wrong with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Randy, you recently shared a pic with Anthony Hopkins. Man, that's the legendary OG. How do you think he would do or name that tune? Does he seem plugged in?
Listen, man, Anthony, I call him Antony. Antony knows a lot of music, man. He plays piano. He writes like orchestral arrangements.
Wow.
Really?
This guy will shock you how good he is. Now, he may not know today's songs. He may not know Dua Lipa or the Nicki Minaj or the Megan Thee Stallion joint or the new Brat joint that me and Brad are going to do together or whatever.
Hello.
But you see that, Brad? You start getting it
in. Sorry, slide that in.
But he knows a lot of music, yo.
So, Randy, so what other celebrities would you love to see on the show?
Man, I would love to see Simon Cowell playing against Paul Abdul.
Ooh. Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love to see Brat playing against Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I would know more songs because I'm older than she is.
Man.
All right, so check this out, Randy. We're going to play a quick little game, and it's going to be called Who's Saying That, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to recite a lyric, and you're going to tell us which artist sang it. But to make it a little bit harder for you, we're going to do it in a British accent. You ready?
Oh, my God.
This always goes great, Randy.
I mean, you're like a living iPod. I think you're going to crush this, Randy. Yeah, here's the first lyric. Who's the artist that spit the following joints? I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. Yeah, I'm pushing P.
Drake.
Nah, the correct answer actually was Gunna.
Gunna.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got one last one, okay? So let's make sure we go out with a bang. You got to get this
one. Come on, I'm ready
now.
Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you death or paradise? Mm. Now you'll never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
That was a damn good accent,
that was great.
I'm telling you, yo, you should be acting. That was crazy.
She does.
Who is
it? Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb. That's a song by the Dish Nation.
Damn, Randy, you wrong. Billie Eilish. She just won an Oscar for this, Randy.
No. That's the Dish Nation. I'm telling y'all don't realize this, y'all.
All right, Randy. Well, thanks for dishing with us and tell fans where and when they can catch season 2 of Name That Tune.
It airs every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central on Fox. Name That Tune, Season 2, coming at you, baby.
Hello.
No doubt. You heard the man. Make sure you keep it locked right here, because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Hey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Real Housewives of New Jersey fans will be happy to know that Teresa Giudice, or Giudice, will participate in the Season 12 reunion. But, y'all, she won't be able to raise her voice. Now, that is because the reality star had an emergency appendectomy last week.
Damn.
And if you're wondering what that has to do with her voice, well, on IG Live, her daughter Gia said she can't yell because her stomach might hurt, so go easy on her.
I just want to say this real quick, though, is like, y'all don't forget, Sherry Shepherd had to get an appendectomy, and
Thank
she hosted
you.
A
show the next day.
The next day, exactly. And gave 110%.
You trying to tell me? They lying.
I think they lied about this, honey. She didn't have no appendectomy because, honey, Sherry show raised her voice and was at work the next day.
Hello. Now.
Sherry's back at work the next day.
Yeah. She might have had a couple stitches pop, but you know what? Yeah. Sherry's going to keep going. Okay. Yeah, both of them.
You can't fight and whisper, so I don't know. This is not going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Just a couple. He said, listen up, you bitch.
Right.
Yeah. You know what you can do. You
it prostitution almost sounds more intense whore.
You prostitution whore.
Talking about my
ASMR Real Housewives League reunion?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm here
you
for
never
it.
You supported me.
Oh, my God.
Buy my cookbook.
Your husband is a tramp and everyone knows it.
Appendectomies.
Don't talk loud.
Wait.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.